Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good afternoon, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored tonight on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I just thank my Father God for being the difference in my life, for being strength, for being understanding, for being patience, for being love and joy and peace, for just being everything for me, because I know if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do this will. I would have walked away from his will. I would have walked into my own will in my own way and tried to figure it out. And I'm just thankful that he's humbling me. My Father is humbling me, walking in God's will and going his way and doing what he say do. And it's like, Lord, I feel like you have me doing so much and it's not changing. It's humbling. And it's exciting at the same time. And it's like, I just want to learn what you're trying to say to me. You know, once you get so deep into God's will, it gets to the point where you're like, okay, Lord, I don't want to keep going over this road again. Let me learn what I need to learn so I can go deeper in your will, so I go to the next faith level, so I go to the next glory level. But I want to learn it, how I need to learn it, and show me how to apply it, show me the strategies and the way that I'm supposed to apply it, the way I'm supposed to apply to understand it. Am I supposed to teach this? Am I supposed to be taught this? And it's like, God is really teaching me with the thoughts and with the thoughts of comprehending and living in his thoughts and not trying to survive in the thoughts, because thoughts is the what happens suddenly. And sometimes when things happen suddenly, thoughts that come to you and how you survive, you will try to live in them thoughts. You will try to survive in them thoughts and make it more than what it is. But one thing we need to understand, when God thoughts come to our lives and our mind and our understanding, it's for us to live and for us to go into the abundance and the fruitfulness and the prosperity of everything he has for us, for the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. For the deep understanding and the revelation and the depth of what he's doing inside of us. Hallelujah. So that's one thing he's teaching me, and I'm just so thankful that my Father is taking the time to show me, little old me, Crystal Hugglove Anderson. I'm thankful that he chose to love me the way I needed to be loved, to teach me the way I needed to be taught, and to show me that I needed to go this way because it's the way I needed to be taught. I said, Lord, show me where I can comprehend, and I'm comprehending the things. It seems like it's a lot, but it takes a lot because of all the things that he has for me to do. He want to make sure I'm still on one accord with him. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and anybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. We desire more of you, Father God. We ask you to continue to decrease us so you can increase, Father God. We ask you to give us the strength where we comprehend all the things that you're saying to us, Father God. We humbly come to you, Father God. Hear our hearts cry, Father God. You hear us saying help, Father God. You hear us saying we surrender, Father God. You hear us saying, Father God, we want to understand, Father God. You hear everything that our heart is saying, Father God, even when our mouth can speak, just like when Hannah, when she was so overwhelmed and she was speaking in the spirit that she wanted what she knew was destined for her to have. She knew that she was called to have Samuel, but she didn't see it manifested, Father God. But she cried out to you. She was crying out to you where Eli thought she was drunk, Father God, but she was just in the spirit. She was just in the spirit realm when she was calling out, Father God. That's where a lot of us is, Father God. We're calling out to you, and we're demanding what you have for us, Father God. But we're saying if you just give us what we called to have, Father God, that we'll give it back to you, Father God, that we'll give all glory and honor that's due to you, Father God, because all glory belongs to you, that we can't get no glory out of your stuff, Father God, because we can't even maintain it on ourselves. So how can we get glory for something that belongs to you, the glory filler, Father God? Hallelujah. We thank you for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need you. We love you. And we respect you, Father God. And we humbly submit this prayer to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing. Hallelujah. And God is really focusing me on the difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and teaching about the difference in the thoughts. God wants us to have our thoughts with his thoughts. If we have our thoughts aligned with his thoughts, we can go so deeper in what he is saying. We can go deeper in what he is doing in our life. We can comprehend this thing. We can learn the things that he set forth for us to learn, but we'd be able to grasp everything he had. Now, I did a live video earlier today, but it was going in and out. Hallelujah. The enemy, Facebook Live, just really don't like my reception. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to still release the message that God had sent forth through me. And I was in Luke 17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Luke 17 is when Jesus ran into he was on his way to Jerusalem, and the 10 lepers came to him as they was along their path. I have taught this before, but this is just something that the Spirit gave me when I wanted to give an example between the difference of the thoughts, of the survivor thoughts and the life thoughts, because we need to understand that we are life. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but my spirit was still thinking about this today, because God wants us to really to get understanding. Now, this is for me, but it's also for his children too, hallelujah, because he gave me confirmation to speak it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to start at verse number 11, Luke 17 and verse number 11, and say, and it came to pass that as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered to a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to stop right there and say, he told them to go turn to the priest. Hallelujah. They said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. One thing I wanted to understand, they knew about mercy. Hallelujah. It says that Jesus allowed the children of Israel to come under disobedience so he can bring them under mercy, as he allowed the Gentiles to come under mercy, when it's talking about the grafting together in Romans 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he did that for them to be able to come under mercy. Hallelujah. Because they thought they had such a deep relationship with God where they wasn't. And what we need to understand is that, are you accepting the mercy that God has given to you? Hallelujah. That God gave you mercy, and by his mercy you were healed. Hallelujah. And God wants us to go from being healed to whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get out of being healed. We heal by his stripes. We got to go deeper into that relationship where God is trying to make us whole. It's so many people that's healed, people that send their children to God, that send their children, they're healed. But are you whole? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, I don't want to just be healed. Hallelujah. Because healed means the scar is gone. That means the pain of the scar is gone, but you still see the scar. But when you are whole, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you a new thing. Hallelujah. It's a new creation inside of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you are healed and you have a scar, and you dig into the scar, it can become wounded again. Hallelujah. But when you are whole, it's completely covered up. It never looked like it even had a scar before. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be able to tell unless someone told you about it. See, God wanted to get to that point, because people overcome by the word of our testimony, and God wants us to get whole so we can speak our testimony, so we can speak what God has delivered us from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let people know that if he done it for me, he can do it for you. Yes, we tell our testimonies, but he wants us to tell full testimonies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because one thing I have learned with just speaking the word of God and being called in the office that God have me in, that sometimes you it's not afraid, but you just healed in that position. That's what God is showing me, that the thoughts of healing will make you think like, if I speak this, then people will look at me crazy. But one thing we need to look at it, when we're whole, we won't even think about how people will look at us. We will be like, I am whole in God. Hallelujah. And it's for the glory of God to show how God transformed me, and he can transform somebody else, because God is giving me the strength to release so much stuff. And it's like, it's draining. But this draining is good, because it's draining all of me out. It's draining all of the healing out, and it's taking me to wholeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it says that, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. See, one thing, when we are healed, we glorify God. We turn back, we glorify God. The other ones, they was healed, but they kept going to the priest. Hallelujah. See, sometimes a lot of people, when they heal, they keep going to man that they believe healed them, that they release the message and the different things. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand is that we have to go back to God and glorify God and lay before him. Hallelujah. So we can get whole. Hallelujah. We got to believe, because this say faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God, believing that he's reward of them who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So he's a rewarder. His reward is wholeness. Hallelujah. He wants us to be whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because Christ was whole. He was a whole being when he went to the cross. Hallelujah. He didn't sin. Hallelujah. So he was whole. He was the perfect will of God. He was the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary for her to become impregnated. The Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. Hallelujah. And God said, this is my child. I am well pleased. Hallelujah. He was a spiritual being. He was a reproduction of God's spirit here on earth, because he was the visible image of the invisible God. God is whole. God is everything. God is all of the existence. Hallelujah. Nothing can compare to God, and that's how he wants us to be. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to understand how to be whole. We're no longer survivors, where we just healed. We have been delivered from that thing. Yes, we were healed when we came to salvation. Hallelujah. We were healed when we received him, but he wants us to walk in wholeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to be whole? Do you want to walk in wholeness? Do you not want to know the perfect will of God? The perfect will of God is the whole will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can take away from it. Hallelujah. And he's trying to get everything. That's why he allow us to go through the things that we go through. That's why he allowed the tribulation and the persecution for us to lay his feet, for us to have joy in the morning. That's why God allow us to know that he's our refuge, that he's our shield. That's why so many scriptures and so much in the word of God does encourage us and strengthen us when we're weak. It says that his strength is made whole in our weakness, because he know that we need it, as he is taking us through the healing process, the wholeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's saying he with a loud voice, he glorified God. Hallelujah. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. It say that he fell down at his face, fell down on his face at his feet. He fell down at Jesus' feet, hallelujah, giving him thanks. He was thanking the Lord for what he had done, and he was a Samaritan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing God is really showing me is that Samaritans was ones that really didn't know about Jesus. They didn't know. When Jesus came and talked to the Samaritan woman, and I love that. That scripture reminds me so much of myself, and it's a deeper understanding of just her being with six husbands. A lot of people just say that and say she was a whore. It's so much depth inside of that. Hallelujah. You got to allow the Spirit to teach you and show you the depth inside of that. But he was a Samaritan. Hallelujah. One thing God is showing me, that the ones that didn't know me, that didn't know nothing about me, because I didn't know about God. I wasn't raised up and God. People didn't talk about God around where I was. Hallelujah. In my family. My family wasn't no real spiritual family. So it's like when I came to God, I was like a Samaritan. I didn't know. I was a Gentile. I didn't understand who he was. I didn't know until he came and saved me. He healed me then when he saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But to think about being healed, when I was healed and I first came to the Lord, when he stopped me from committing suicide, I started trying to go to churches. I started trying to go to places and people's. Yes, he wants us to fellowship, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. See, yes, I started going to places and going to fellowship and trying to get people to understand me and people to understand what I was coming to and relate to me and give me the word of God that I needed to hear, but I was going through the healing process. I came to him and I was healed. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, when the nine lepers, when they was healed, they kept going to the priest. And one thing God was showing me is that I kept going to man. I kept going because he said, go to the priest. The one Samaritan came to the high priest. Jesus was the high priest. See, his spiritual eyes was open. See, when God came to me, he opened my spiritual eyes, but I didn't understand what it was, because God used to show me stuff when I wasn't with him, but I didn't understand what it was. I always thought I was
crazy and it was something weird about me because of what things I used to see and things that I used to say. But now that I'm becoming whole in my Father, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, He's showing me different things of how He was there before. He's showing me the things. He bringing back to remembrance things, hallelujah, how He always been there, how He's always been my refuge and my shield and my protection, hallelujah, because He created me before my mother's womb, hallelujah. He allowed me to go through them different things that I went through. He allowed me to go through the different areas and the troubles and the tribulations and be someone that hurted people and also someone that was hurt, because I wasn't only just hurt, but I hurt people too, hallelujah. I did not just not receive love, I didn't give love, hallelujah. I didn't just receive hate, I pushed out hate, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't just get persecuted, I persecuted, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I did things that was done to me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because that's all I knew. And the survivor mind, you is going to survive. You're going to do anything. If someone is trying to kill you, you're going to kill them before they kill you. If someone is going to harm you, you're going to harm them before they harm you, hallelujah. But that was the survivor mindset, and that was the survivor thoughts. But one thing we need to know, that when we're with Christ, we need to have the life thoughts, because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So now our mindset have changed, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're going into a deeper understanding of what God is doing inside of our lives, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Samaritan came to him. The Samaritan came to him, but all the other ones went back. And a lot of you, when you come and you get healed, you always try to go. Yes, you're supposed to fellowship, but God wants us to have a relationship. The reason for Him healing us is to open up a personal relationship for us to have with God. Jesus came for us to have a relationship with the Father. He wants us to communicate with other brothers and sisters. He wants us to fellowship and come together. But people miss the point. They do just like the other lepers. They go to the high, to the priest, to the other, because we're all priests. We're a royal priesthood. And we all go to each other and try to get healing from each other, but we never develop a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you say priest, anyone is God's child, we're all a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you need to understand that when you're going to anyone before you go to God, it's like you're going to the priest, but we need to know that we're supposed to go to the high priest. When he said go to the priest, he's talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to Jesus because now we're aiming to get whole. And it's saying Jesus answered, said to him, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Hallelujah. So he asked them, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to there are not found that return to give glory to God, except a stranger. See, a stranger, someone that didn't know. And you didn't know the Lord. I know my story. I didn't know the Lord. You know, when I was younger, when my grandmother stayed on this one street named Haldane, I had went to church with this one lady one time when I was younger, and I had went to the Bible study, and I couldn't read the words in the Bible, and the kids laughed at me, and I never went back again. I went one time, you know, so I didn't really understand what the Lord was. I didn't know what it was. I just know I went somewhere and got laughed at, and I never went back again. You know, I didn't really go into deep understanding about it and know that God was the creator of everything, and God loved me, and God sent Jesus to set me free. No, I didn't understand all that. Hallelujah. I just know I went to church, and the kids laughed at me, and the teacher didn't stop them. It just reminded me how I was treated all my life, how it was okay for people to abuse me, for me to be a child and people to abuse me, and adult never correct them. Adult allowed them to do that. Hallelujah. So that's how I looked at. So that me, the opportunity of me becoming a child, that was backsliding when that happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say the 10 came and they returned to give God glory except a stranger. Hallelujah. So when I came to the Lord and I was healed, I returned because I always been different. And some leaders and some people would say I was rebellious, that I didn't want to listen. It wasn't that. It was that I knew God was talking to me and I started building a relationship. Hallelujah. Because when a person, when you keep hearing what you're not, it your mind clicks like, I am something, hallelujah. And when I got to the point when I got older and started going to church and I was asking questions and they would look at me like I was silly, and I'd be like, well, I got this out of this, and then they start shutting me up. That made me want to get more understanding, because when anybody want to shut you up and and shush you, it made me realize they didn't understand. They didn't know, instead of saying I don't know, because it's certain things I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say like I know everything, because I don't. But I thank God for all the revelation that he's given me. I thank God for teaching me how to release what is meant to be released to the masses and hold on what's meant to be held on for me, for my growth, for my wholeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, except the stranger, that's the only one that came back, and he said, and he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. And what God is teaching me is that the faith that I have in him is making me whole, because once you come to him, you are healed. Once you come and go do what he tell you to do, when this lepers came to him, they was someone that was, lepers was the type that couldn't be around nobody. They isolated them. They wasn't around. They was considered dirty. And he said, go to the priest and show yourself to him, because you had to go to the priest to show that you was clean. So Jesus told them to go to the priest, and when they was going to the priest, they got healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So their faith got them enough to go to get healed. See, when you come into a relationship with God, your faith have you enough to confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I believe in my heart that God rose him from the dead. You have enough faith to say that. But do you have enough faith to go and be whole? Do you have enough faith to come back and glorify God? Do you have enough faith to come back by yourself? One thing we need to understand is that by him coming back, he came back by himself. He came back in a personal relationship, hallelujah, to glorify God. He didn't ask none of the nine, because if they was all walking together, they seen him turn around. But do it say that he asked them, y'all want to go back with me? Come on, y'all going back? I'm going back. I'm about to glorify because I'm healed. No, he turned around on his own. And see, that is the thing. See, some of you want people to go through the process with you. I thank God that he separated me from everything and making me go through this process. Hallelujah. It can be lonely sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is trying to teach me how to be alone and be comfortable with being alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just seek his face to know I'm never really alone, because I live. Hallelujah. I'm the light of the world, because I'm part of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm never alone, because there's many lights that's out here. Hallelujah. But just the process of me getting whole, of me going back. See, I'm in a process of where I was the part where I confessed and I was healed. And then I had to go back and glorify Jesus and talk to Jesus on my own. Hallelujah. And glorify God. I glorified God and I laid at Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he was asking me questions. Hallelujah. And during the process of your alone time, Jesus asked you questions. He asked them where the rest of them was, and he left it alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he also said, but he also told him, your faith has made you whole. And he's letting me know the faith that you had to come back to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're operating in the faith. You're allowing them spirits that I have, because now you have a spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you got the spirit of faith, God give you faith to do things that you couldn't do on your own. Hallelujah. Not just stepping out of faith. See, he had faith, and that's what made him whole. Hallelujah. And you have to realize what God is calling you to step out here in faith. Your faith is making you whole. Your faith is taking you through the process of being whole. Don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. Don't try to go back to that survivor mindset where I have to survive. I have to figure it out. You going back to leaning on your own understanding. No. See, this thing is, this man didn't think about it. He didn't think about if he was going to go back. He just went back. One thing about faith, it says a thought is an idea or opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. When he seen that he was healed, hallelujah, it occurred suddenly in his mind to go back and turn around. When God is doing some things in your life and his thoughts come to you, because it say bring to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when Christ says something, he releases something, because Christ says nothing that God didn't say. The Holy Spirit says nothing that God didn't say. So when it released to you, it comes suddenly to your mind to step out and do something that God called you to do. When he called you to do it, you go back. Because God called that man to be healed, whole. He called him to be whole. The other ones probably got to wholeness, but not in that season, not that day. And that's one thing we need to understand. It never said that the nine never became whole. It's just not written right here. It just realized, it just told us about one becoming whole. And it told us about the personal relationship about one becoming whole. Hallelujah. Them nine probably became whole individually, but it's about an individual thing. See, God had to show us a thing about having something personal, about us having a personal relationship, coming back to him, glorifying him, being okay with glorifying the Father and not being responsible for nobody else but the personal relationship that you have. Because we have to have a, we are responsible for our own relationship. We're responsible for the our own words that we speak. We're responsible for what we trust God in. Hallelujah. We're responsible for the faith that we step out. That's why it's not good to always tell people everything that you're doing. Because some people's faith might not be where yours is. Some people can just be going through the process where they just became healed. They really could have just confessed. Do you know it could be a lot of people that's in churches and saying different things and really don't, ain't never confessed that Jesus, they Lord, Savior, believe God rose them from the dead. It could just be a process. Do you know a lot of people grew up in churches and they just went through the antics because their parents, it say, trade up a child and away it y'all go. So people make their kids do that, not knowing that you got to teach them how to have a personal relationship. You can't force no relationship because God don't force no relationship. So a lot of people just going through the routine. That's why a lot of people leave, because they don't believe it's true. Because the people that they training up and they watching is not really believing what they speaking about. Hallelujah. So I thank God that he's giving me strength to walk out what I say. Hallelujah. Even if the process seems overwhelming, I'm thankful because he's showing me him really in me. Do you not realize when God give you the strength to walk out and walk in faith and show that you are whole, that he's showing you really what's within you, showing you the God that lives inside of you, and say he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. He's showing you the greatness that's inside of you and let you know that what's in the world can never defeat or conquer you, because I'm with you, because I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. See, that's what we need to understand. That's what we need to trust. That's what we need to believe. And that's what we need to stand on. So I ask you tonight, are you going to go and build on this personal relationship to be whole? For your faith to make you whole? For your faith believing that if I follow Christ, if I take up my cross and follow him daily, that he will supply all my needs, that I don't have to worry about what tomorrow brings because tomorrow have its own troubles, that if I just seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all things I need shall be added unto me, that I do all things through Christ Jesus. Can you really believe that? Can you really go back to him? When he say go to the priest, he means the high priest. He's talking about himself. Can you really come to him and trust him and believe him? Could you really believe that he would never leave you nor forsake you? Don't just say yes if you don't believe it. But if you don't believe it, say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. See, we got to be to the point where we're honest about what's going on. See, I cry out to God and let him know what's going on. Even when I don't even have the strength to speak the words, my heart cries. And I know I got a relationship with God because I can tell when my spirit is crying out to God, when the spirit is interceding for me because I don't know what to say. I just know all I'm saying is help, Lord. Tell me how I'm supposed to pray. Tell me what I'm supposed to say. What is this stretching right here? What is this? Because I'm there with my Father. And you know when you're there with your Father, can't nobody take you away from your Father. So I just encourage you to trust God. Continue to walk in what God is doing in your life. And believe that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I thank everybody for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. I'm so humbled and honored for what God is doing through me, through God's Rooted Message. I'm thankful that he's given me the strength to get up and do it, because doing this show, it could be draining sometimes because you are really submitted to the Spirit for the Spirit to release. And I know it's God doing it, because I couldn't do these shows without him. I couldn't get this revelational understanding. And God let me know, I don't have to tell you guys, but God let me know that it's just him. He doing it. And I'm just thankful. And I pray that you get an understanding with him. I pray that you get a relationship with him where you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's him working through you, that it could be nobody else, that nobody else could get the honor or glory but him. You won't give the honor or glory to nobody else but him. And you will always give all the praise to him. I ask you to join me tomorrow on God's Rooted Message. I continue to allow the Spirit work through me and work on me. As God is working through me, he's working on me too. And that's what I love about my Father, that he's not just using me, but he's building me too. And that's the good thing about having a relationship with God. He uses you. He's chosen you to use you, to build you, to bring change, and to bring glory to his name. And that is a blessing in itself. And I'm so thankful and so honored. And I pray the Lord's blessing upon your life. And I pray you trust him and believe him and go and do all the things that he called you to do. You are somebody. You are chosen. I love you. God loves you more.
Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.